Number one sports betting show, come out, Pat McAfee, Corbin, Thunderdome. I am Toe Diggs.
Atta baby Tony.
That's Bubba Gumpino. He's a Canadian saying she's a bearded wonder. Why?
Lighting. Today, Tony.
Lighting's better today, pal.
Got a fucking nice window right here.
How many centimeters are we up to?
45 centimeters.
45 centimeters?
Yeah, wow. It's ugly out there.
Fucking foot and a half?
Wow.
That's pretty. That's a lot of centimeters, lad.
It's like 2 feet.
We're about to get one, get a storm here. What is today? Wednesday?
Yes, sir.
We should be good tomorrow. Mm-hmm. We'll see how it all plays out. Friday's supposed to be a disaster, so may have to move picks Friday tomorrow. So just be prepared.
Consider me prepared.
Be fucking prepared. Last night, yesterday, I should say, fucking Eastern Michigan Ypsilanti's obviously fucking came back, took care of business, okay? The late game. Fucking.
Money line tone.
Yeah.
Money line. Oh, man, I was thinking about you last night.
Wow.
To that game.
That's right. I came into Bruce and I was like, hey, good luck. Hey, okay, fucking good hit. Liberty. He goes, Liberty fucking covered. Because, yeah, they looked. The second half was complete domination by Toledo. And I said, well, you know, I gave out fucking minus the whatever for Toledo on the show. Luckily, in real life, in my pocketbook, I did take the money line.
Cheeky.
I realized later on when I was putting the bet in, money line was much safer of the place. It was the rare time that a favorite won but did not cover.
Should have talked about more also. It was Tuesday.
Yeah,
it was the match.
Kind of a big miss.
The match at Owens Tuesday. We
kind of a big miss on our part, yeah. To be honest with you.
I saw that tweet and I was like, oh man, how did we not talk about this?
Liberty covered on a trick play. That was basically their only offensive play the entire night. What else did we have? How'd everything else go last night, boys?
Great.
Yeah,
even Steven.
Nick's absolute domination.
Yeah, even Steven. I'm all the way back. 1-1 college football. 2-2 NBA. Or 2-2 NBA. All the way back. Even Steven.
Hey, okay. Baby, Matt.
So tonight we got the one bowl game which we talked about yesterday. Yep. I am on the Jaguars of South Alabama. What's the line on that now?
It's just still 3.5.
3.5, yeah.
What is it to buy to 2.5?
I believe this was a team ride.
I believe it was a team ride. Let me see just to buy it. Where's that? Totals, buy, sell points. South Alabama.
I mean, I might lay the juice at -170 money line after last night.
Yeah, I'm going to buy it. Official pick, I'm going to buy it to 2.5, -140. I'll lay that.
Yeah, I'm doing that, Tony. I'm riding with you there. I'm 100% buying that.
Maybe I'd spend another fucking 12 cents and go -1.5.
There we go.
-154.
Just that puppy.
Yeah, it's only -170 on the
hey,
money
fucking
line.
D up, all right?
D-bot.
Fucking D-bot and JC are playing 1-on-1 right now. Can you switch that?
Yeah.
Let's see what D-Bot
minus 150
to score
here.
Clean.
All in his
Okay, no. D-Bot. Okay, D-Bot.
How does D-Bot keep track of all his Super Bowl picks and favorites?
Don't. Oh, he's fucking D-Bot's wet right now.
He's not even
he is
the
hooping
ball.
Right now, dude.
Oh, no. JC, back to the golf course.
Oh, geez. That was the last bucket. That was the last bucket.
Walking it off.
Okay, D-Bot's an athlete. Don't forget that. D-Bot is an absolute fucking walking bucket. All right. Tonight, yeah. Jaguars.
Yas.
Even though the Hilltoppers do have their quarterback coming back. So not like a... Hey, let's fuck it.
Snip, snap.
An auto pick, okay? Tomorrow, 7:30 p.m., huh?
What's his name's out for USC? It just came out.
Jordan Addison, going to the NFL, re-injured kind of a little bit, had a little bit of a setback.
Yeah.
I was already on Tulane on that one, to be honest with you. Just felt like with the injury to fucking... What's his name?
Yeah.
Caleb Williams.
Is Caleb not playing at all?
I don't know.
They didn't say anything about that. I was thinking it was a little short if he's going to play.
Yeah.
A little? Yeah. Fuck, you kidding me?
I like Tulane. They can fucking run the shit out of the ball, too. And obviously, USC's weakness has been a little bit of a run defense, stuff like that. That game's way down the road. We'll talk about that as we go, but I was already looking at Tulane in that one. Tomorrow, though, Baylor, Air Force, Armed Forces Bowl. 7:30 p.m. What's the line now? 3.5, right?
Yes.
Opened 5.5, down to 3.5. Baylor, they have lost 3 in a row, allowed an average of 33.3 points in their four November games, which I believe is the last four games. Air Force actually played pretty well in the season. They've won their last three bowl games. I am going to be on Air Force here plus the 3.5 in the Armed Forces Bowl. Let me see. While you guys are talking, I'm going to see what the opt-outs are situation in this game potential.
Go ahead, Bruce.
I'm on Air Force as well, plus 3.5. Why? I don't really know. Well, I imagine Baylor has a lot of people out.
All right, so Air Force has no opt-outs, no one transferred.
Really?
Here we go. Bruce, you want me to give you another reason?
Baylor's isn't too bad. They got a backup quarterback going, which doesn't matter anything. They got a running back who was used off the bench. They got another running back who wasn't used. They got a fourth. Their fourth wide receiver's leaving. No, I mean I don't. This is as far as bowl games go. This is pretty even. So if you're like, if you wanted to take Baylor and you're worried about transfers and stuff like that, they got guys transferring, but no one like super important.
Gotcha.
Yeah, it's also called the Armed Forces Bowl.
Okay.
So.
You're
putting a fucking academy in the Armed Forces Bowl.
Yeah.
I'm taking the fucking academy every time. Does not matter. I know this logic might not make sense to Gumpy. He is from Canada.
Whoa. Guy took two fucking
forces, yeah, he took dude. Army yesterday.
Guy took two. No, he took two fucking academy.
Hey, you have your fucking NATO clearance.
I said might.
You have your NATO clearance?
I said might. I don't know what that even fucking is. I said might.
Exactly.
Fucking
let me
North
know
American
what you do.
Trade Organization, dude.
Jeez.
It's probably going to be really fucking cold at this game, if I had to guess.
Where is it?
Probably.
Oh, here we go.
It's in
the cold angle.
Oh, wait.
The cold angle from Bruce.
It's in Fort Worth, Texas, which is probably not too far from Baylor.
Colder than it normally would be, at least.
Is this tomorrow? That weather, I mean, the weather is getting down into Texas. 43, high is 43.
Burr.
Sounds pretty fucking warm right now.
Another one of my, okay, so obviously reasons for me. Air Force runs the ball number one amount of times in the country. They're Air Force.
The most.
20th in yards per rush. Baylor's 40th in yards per rush defense, so not terrible, but a little bit of an advantage Air Force there. And then on the other side, Baylor runs the ball as well. The 52nd in yards per rush, Air Force 18th yards per rush defense. Pretty good pass defense, too. Just talking about my reasons. Why don't you talk about why you're taking Baylor?
I just like Baylor. I think they're a better team.
What's his name was disappointing this year? Kind of why.
Yeah.
The quarterback who was really good last year.
Blake Shapen?
It is Blake Shapen. Thank you.
Baylor is that team that just always shows up when you don't think they will. Like every time you think it's like a good spot for them, it doesn't
they
work.
They lay
out.
An egg.
Yeah. I don't know. Yeah, I just feel like 3.5 is a nice number for Baylor here.
Okay.
How about this one? 43 degrees, but 20 to 30 mile per hour winds.
Big running game.
Advantage Air Force.
Gonna need some quick handoffs.
There's gonna be
They have the fastest in the country, I would imagine.
Air Force does have an All-American fullback. I can't remember his name. He is awesome to watch. Make sure you also Baylor had.
Would that be Brian Roberts?
Yes, it would be. Baylor. It's been a while since I've done the College Game Day prep. It's been a couple weeks since game day, so the names are escaping me. Baylor has a freshman running back who was fucking really good. I don't know if he won Big 12 Freshman of the Year or not.
Richard Reese.
That is, yeah. Did he win Big 12 freshman year?
I don't know.
Double R.
So yeah, and this will be on the ground. It's basically who runs the ball better here.
Yeah, I think Baylor's quarterback. Who is what's his name's not in, right? Chapin's out.
Oh, is he?
Or is he in?
Let me see. Richard Reese did.
Did we think Chapin was good last year? Did we think he was, think the other quarterback was?
No, we thought Chapin was good. The other quarterback left, transferred out. Chapin was the one who completed 17 in a row, either in the Big 12 championship or the bowl game. I can't remember which one it was.
I think I lost faith in Baylor that faithful night in BYU when he couldn't throw a pass.
Yeah, it looks like Chapin's going to play, yeah.
Yeah, fuck it.
Okay. Air Force.
We're in it now.
Air Force.
Lone wolfing it. Fucking lone wolfing it up there.
Sick.
Okay. In case the weather happens, do you want to talk about just the Friday games real quick, maybe? Yeah. Louisiana, Houston, Independence Bowl. Houston's got pretty much everybody playing, which I feel like is weird for Houston. Louisiana's linebacker and leading receiver are out. They have won their last three bowl games, but that was under Billy Ann. Okay. Billy Ann's not there anymore. Dana's 3-6 in bowls. I'm going to lay it with Houston probably in that one. And then I'm going to go Wake, I believe, in the Wake in Missouri. Sam Hartman's last game probably at Wake. I think those are the ways I'm leaning on those two.
Yeah, I love Wake too.
Then Sam Hartman's for sure going to play in that?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. I think so, yeah.
I love Wake then. I was worried about that.
Yeah, as you should be. That's a good thing to worry about. Yeah.
I mean, Brady Cook can kind of sling the pill a bit too.
No, that's not his first name. Is it? Is it?
Missouri.
Is it Brady Cook?
I know he's dead. That's what it says.
Oh, yeah, then it is. You're right. They have a lot of opt-outs and injuries. Missouri
hell
does.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they were bad during the fucking season anyway, so let's go, Wake.
Okay. Wake finished the season very poorly. Something to think about.
Never forget that fucking day in Louisville, dude. Turn the ball something over five times
very
in like
poorly.
5 minutes.
Any NFL news break today as far as the games that we needed? Oh,
McSorley.
Trace, yeah. He's going for the Cardinals.
Jags missing a couple guys tomorrow night.
We'll say this. The weather report for Saints and Browns is pretty much the exact same as the weather report for Patriots and Bills last year on, what was that, Thursday night, Monday night? So just something to keep an eye on there. 32.5 was the total today. I took the
under. You get that thing below 30?
I actually took Brown 6-0 correct score at plus 40,000. So something to look at. Someone's got to win it, and I don't think it's going to be on a field goal.
That's awesome.
So
that's fucking awesome.
That was something. We'll take a look at that. The player props were not out for any of that yet. Definitely the weather is something you do need to look at for Saturday's game, especially. Sunday, not as much. Are we good? College basketball tonight?
The hoops?
Yeah.
The CBB.
By the way, I don't know why they already played today, but the Dukes already played today and fucking dominated.
That's what the 8-10
does. Did they cover 9.5?
They covered, unless the spread was fucking 30, I think they covered.
There's some good games, some upset. Utah Valley went into Oregon and won last
night. Dukes won 74-57 against fucking Winthrop.
They were missing one of their guys, too.
Shout out to Dukes.
Dukes playing good ball.
Boys had a good big signing day today, too.
Oh, yeah.
Let's play this movie again. High Point getting 5.5 at East Carolina.
Okay.
Love High Point. They might be my team of the year. App State getting 5.5 at home against UC Santa Barbara, I like. I also like Murray State getting 6.5 at Middle Tennessee. I feel like that's too many.
Okay.
Tough one here. I am taking the Blue Hens again. Money line at home against Ohio. I don't like going against Ohio at anything, but I love the Blue Hens.
Okay.
Tough one there. Samford getting 5.5. They're at Belmont. I like Samford there. Clemson, money line at Georgia Tech. Clemson's been playing good ball. Notre Dame, money line at Florida State. Florida State's won 3 games all year. They do not look good.
What happened to that program?
TCU's looked good, but I like Utah money line at home. Utah 9-3, hey. TCU 9-1.
You fucking be careful betting against Jamie Dixon. That's all I'll say.
TCU has looked good this year. I just like Utah at home.
Okay.
Sacramento State getting 3.5 at CS Fullerton. I love Auburn money line at Washington. I love Auburn. And then the last game of the night, late tip, USC money line at Colorado State.
Okay. Brucey, you want any of this?
I'm going to go not with one of those, but with Michigan plus 5.5 at UNC.
Is that why you got the fucking big blue fucking tarp on there?
It's not. Is it at UNC or is that at a neutral site?
It's a great question, Gompy.
Is that the fucking Big Ten ACC challenge?
Maybe. That happened already. I think it might
be at a neutral site.
Okay, nice. That happened.
It's not January 1st, so I don't know.
If it's at a neutral site, I love it even
more. Oh! I just realized I'm like fucking 10 days away from betting college basketball.
Yes, thanks. You are.
Come on in.
I love the waters.
Is the water warm?
The water's getting like lukewarm right now. Okay. It's a tough start to the season, but okay. Feels like we might be getting somewhere. Arizona State at San Francisco is a if you get a chance to watch it. If you're into college basketball, get eyes on Arizona State.
Looks like fucking Bigfoot walking past got caught in the camera. It's in Charlotte, North Carolina. So technically, not. I mean, technically.
Gotcha.
It's not in Chapel Hill, but.
Why is everyone saying? I don't understand why everyone's saying UConn should be number one right now.
Because they should.
The Huskies?
Yeah.
Okay.
Blowing that's everybody nice. Out.
Don't do it yet.
Dude, they were fucking in it last night, Bruce.
Don't do it yet. Any NBA, Mitt?
Yeah, we have kind of a lot of NBA, actually.
Don't fucking blow the lead, okay?
We got Milwaukee catching We got Milwaukee catching 2 at Cleveland. Another one of these. Just Milwaukee's getting points. I'm going to take him as a dog. The Knicks have been fucking piping hot. Shout out to Bruce and all the people living up there. We got Toronto coming into town. I think that you just take the Knicks on the money line there. I have Dallas -4 going into Minnesota. Dallas has been honestly kind of fucking bad-ish as of late. They haven't really been killing it, but I think they get right here.
Bad-ish of late. Haven't really been killing it.
Yeah, I mean, That's how I would describe it.
Okay.
Orlando, kind of the same thing, but they're going into Houston. Both these teams absolutely stink. I'm betting on Paolo Banchero tonight, basically. So go Paolo. We're going Orlando on the money line, and then Charlotte plus 8.5 going into the Clippers. The Clippers are piping fucking hot, and Charlotte is for sure not. They are one of the worst teams in the league right now.
Thought your guy was back.
Yeah, he is, and I think Gordon Hayward is too, but they just absolutely still stink, but they're getting 8.5. I think they could make a possible run. I don't know. I'm just honestly, I'm betting because I hope that they do something here.
Thank you, Mitt. That's always good. Bruce, any NBA tonight?
Yeah, Tony, I'm thinking I do have NBA tonight. I love
go to the fucking bull shot, Bruce.
I love the Knicks money line.
What?
I love the Cavaliers money line.
What?
Ooh. And I love the Pistons plus the 11.5. I think it's just a few too many points. Christmas is canceled.
Anything for you, NBA pal, real quick?
No, I don't like the board tonight.
Anything else you got to say, Bruce?
Christmas is canceled.
Why?
You know why, Tony?
Why?
Because there's a storm coming and it's too goddamn cold. Just like this studio right here, ladies and gentlemen. Mickey Skates.
Thank you. Jeez. I'm so done with this storm.
Yeah. This
bomb cyclone.
Is that what it is? Is that
allegedly.
That's what it is?
Allegedly. I saw Powell's dealing with 30 centimeters.
He's got 36 centimeters of snow.
I always forget that nobody deals in fucking what I fucking talk. It's always nice.
How's the NHL slate?
The slate is not a good one. I'm going to be quite honest.
Are you talk about it with fucking the captain, Mark Messier.
Couple picks to make on a terrible slate. You know, while you're watching this terrible slate tonight, you could go over to youtube.com/ That's Hockey Talk and watch Gumps. Stanley Cup champion Mike Rupp and myself chat with the legend, one of the greatest captains the NHL has ever seen, Mark Messier.
Okay, now we're talking.
Bring a bag of Lay's with you.
He loves Lay's?
You don't remember those Mark Messier Lay's commercials?
No, I keep hearing about this. I think those were only Canadian, pal. I think those only aired in Canada. But yeah, I see people tweeting about them. I keep hearing about them. I don't think they made it to the States.
Fucking Lay's and Cream Oop.
The fucking best.
Lay's and Cream Oop.
Yep.
Okay. Any idea who's playing against the Panthers tonight?
I wasn't sure. I thought it was...
Ta-da!
Maybe his best one yet. The Devils are... The losing streak continues. Okay. After the tremendous win streak, now they are on a 6-game losing streak. Jeez, losing again. Last night, they go to Florida to take on... The Panthers. Bob. Big Bob's in net. Bob is back. He's won two of his last three starts. Allowed just 5 goals in the last 3 games. Give me the Panthers at home. Yeah.
Okay. Lightning and wingies.
The Panthers tonight.
Panthers on pal.
Tampa's had a 5-game winning streak halted when they lost to Toronto the other night. That was a tough game for the Bolts. The Leafs ran it up on them a little bit. The road team has dominated this matchup. But here's the problem. The Wings haven't won since Foxy put that sweater on and since they last played Tampa Bay.
Yeah,
they beat them 4-2. The other problem is Brian Elliott's in that and not Vassy.
Oh, yikes.
So I'm going to stay away from this one. If it was Vassy, I would be hammering the Bolts, but it's Brian Elliott, so no thank you.
The Lions are strong favorites.
They are strong favorites because they've won 4 of their last 5.
The Lions are getting hot. Watch out for the Lions.
And Montreal is in the midst of a 7-game road trip, and they've only won 2 in their last 6. I would like to hit the Lions here, but there's not a lot of value in doing so. Even with the 60-minute line, it's very high.
Preds are $2 favorites on the road.
And they just lost 6 straight before they beat the Coilers the other night. And fucked us. We would have had a perfect night. We would have swept.
Son of a bitch.
Chicago, though. Preds are in Chicago. 1-14-1 in their last 15. Not a very good team.
Good?
However, I will take a chance with Chicago money line tonight.
1-14-1, John.
The Preds played an OT game. They just got done off an OT game. They've lost 6 straight before that. Give me a shot in the dark with the Blackhawks.
You're going to have a hard time.
He's wild, man.
He is fucking wild. Ooh, Coils travel down to the Stars.
Yeah, coming into Dallas on a 3-game losing streak, right? Where they although their power play is clicking. Historic rate. Dallas 7-4 over its last 11. The favorite in this matchup, Gumpy, I know you like these trends, is 9-4 in the last 13 meetings.
Love it.
I will ride with you.
Texas hockey.
Wild are huge favorites in Anaheim.
Yeah, they've won 5 in a row. They haven't played since Sunday, so they're rested. Anaheim is still not very good. Obviously, they're in the bottom of the standings. They're just a bad team. Again, not a lot of value here, even with 60-minute line. So, going to stay away.
And the Yotes are...
No.
Okay.
Nope, not doing it.
Yotes are hot.
Hold on a second.
Although Vegas stinks at home right now.
Why are the Pants playing at 2 o'clock tomorrow on the road?
That's a good question. I don't know if I have
someone
an answer
going
for
into the fucking Toronto Maple Leafs Hall of Fame and we got a fucking early game.
I don't know why it's a 2.
Okay. All right. We'll be back tomorrow, I think.
What? When's the storm
fucking
coming?
Weather for me.
Fuck this.
Tomorrow around like 4-ish, I think. So we should be fine.
Good. Yeah.
It's not like we're going to have 30 centimeters on the ground.
Yeah, we're not. Who knows if we're going to have 30 centimeters or not.
Dude, they haven't even fucking plowed the roads, dude. They just said, fuck it.
You guys have plows? So yeah, you want a white Christmas, lad. Nah. Or a white Boxing Day, sorry.
There you go.
Good luck.
God bless.
Hammer.
Ah.